Good teachers bring forth good doctrine, doctrine that will build you up into godliness. So I know my doctrine is good, because my doctrine is going to make you good. My doctrine is going to bring forth goodness, because you're going to have faith in the things of God to bring out righteousness, virtue, godliness. What do I preach for my benefit? And what have I built myself up? I only look at myself because I want you to look at the difference between a true prophet and the false. Listen to what they say. Really listen. Do you have the Holy Ghost? You should be able to tell. Lest you be reprobates. What I may lack in education, I have not come up short in power. And by power, I mean ability. And I mean understanding. Yeah, I'm not as smooth-tongued as others. I know sometimes I feel like I can hardly speak. I listen to the studies after I do them, and I almost cringe with the staggering and the stumbling and the rambling. Yes, yes, yes. It's like I'm not as charismatic. I'm not as, you know, adept with my words. I'm not as practiced. And I don't even care. I didn't come to give smooth speeches, but I came to confront every ear with the truth of what Jesus Christ died to bring. You can't get bad fruit out of a good tree. That's another thing. It's like some people think, well, you know, there's good and bad in everybody. Not according to Christ. According to Christ, there isn't good and bad in everybody. If there's good and bad in something, then it's bad. If there's good in something, it's good. Only good things bring forth good. You can't have bitter and sweet water out of the same fountain. Now, I just try adding cyanide in small amounts to your water and see what that gets to. Right? You'll have poisoned water. And a little leaven leavens the whole. A little false doctrine. They say, well, mostly it's true. I mean, most of the doctrine is good. Some of it, I don't know. Hey, and I know some people listen to me like, I don't know. Yeah, because you've been taught amiss. If you don't know about what I'm speaking about, then you've been taught amiss. You've been taught amiss. These are the things that are true. These are the things that Christ wants you to know. Righteousness, virtue, the kingdom of God, eternal life. God's going to chop them down. The axe is laid to the root of the trees, as John the Baptist prophesied. I long for it. I want to see it all burned down. I want to see their ministries burned down and their churches leveled to the ground. I want to see their TV signals turned to static and their lofty speeches brought down to the dust. I want it all to come down. And I long for that day. Oh, and I want to do it. I want to put it in my hands. Paul. You don't know what spirit you're of, don't I? Verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded on a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. You know, he spoke with divine authority. I try to speak with that same authority. Why not? Shall we speak as those? My authority comes from my doctorate, and my authority comes from my divinity degree, and my authority comes from my ordination in this church. They don't like to speak with authority. Neither do I, honestly, because I find myself to be utterly too full of questions. I question many things. Sometimes I think, like, God, I'm probably putting more questions in people's minds than they had in the beginning, because I'm so full of them. And I'm disgusted with myself at times. Because faith has never come easy to me, though it has been impossible to escape at the same time. I always felt like I was hanging as by a thread. We want to be the doers of His word, not just the hearers. Hearing and doing not. Well, that was interesting. Oh, I did. I believed and I asked the Lord in my heart. Okay. Did He ask you to do that? Well, He said, if I did this and that, yeah, well, if you do that and that, and you think there is nothing more to being a Christian than a confession and a thought. Jesus did rise from the dead. I confess the Lord Jesus. You think that's all that's required? You have little faith. Don't you know that they which came out of Egypt and afterward believed not, perished in the wilderness? Don't you know? Just because you walked through the Red Sea does not mean you're going to make it through the wilderness. You better keep believing God. You think you believe one promise? Well, Jesus, God raised up Jesus from the dead. I know that. Good for you. There's much more to faith than having faith in faith. There are many more promises of God than the one He made to Christ. What about your resurrection? Well, I believe He'll raise me up. And that's pretty much the end of it. Yeah, I believe, and I'll be saved, and I'll be raised up. You're missing the whole center of the faith, which is growing up into Christ, doing His sayings, building our houses on the rock, so that when troublous times shall come, and they will come, whether it be carnal trouble, war, famine, desolation, or the petty troubles of a comfortable life in a comfortable nation, the petty little troubles that will draw you away, because we live in a perilous time, and the peril is not wars and famines, though it is for many people in this world. But I don't speak to everyone in this world, do I? Speak to people whose dialect is like mine, who understand my speech.